Blog Talk Radio.
We shall exalt him for Shemai Yashurala Ahaya Alahaya Nawa Ahaya Shema Yashurala Ahaya Alahayinawa Ahaya Shema Yashurala Ahaya Alahayinawa Ahaya
Shalom, shalom, family, and welcome to Restoring the Daughters of Zion, GOCC's First Women's Show, designed with you in mind. We're your hosts. I'm Sister Shirley, and I hope, Carol, you can hear me. Can you hear me? Okay, hold on, guys. Hold on. We're trying here. We're trying. Carol, can you hear me?
Yes,
Carol?
I'm here. Shalom.
Shalom. I got all kind of gimmicks going here just to try and keep this show going tonight. You know, we had a lot of problems last week, and I didn't even get a chance to send out all the notices because I couldn't even get on. It kept telling me there is a problem, there is a problem, and I don't know what the problem is, but apparently there is one because it was on perfectly, and then it just shut me down and threw me out. But nonetheless, to you live via Block Talk Radio International. If you're just overhearing the show, you want to be a part of the show, ask a question, make a comment, just dial in for yourself at 515-605-9327. That's 515-605-9327. Or you can connect with us via the web. Just go to the church's web page and look for blogtalkradio.com/Restoring the Daughters of Zion. We're also available via Skype. You can send us an email. You can reach out to us for private information, and that's under Restoring the Daughters with an S of Zion at gmail.com. That's Restoring the Daughters of Zion at gmail.com. All right. Well, I'm hoping that we can make it through tonight's show. We have a special guest coming on tonight. I know last week we were going to be talking about pride, but we thought that tonight's lesson would be so much of something that we really, really need to talk about during this COVID transition period or whatever we want to call it. So I may not have been able to reach out to enough people, even though we've got, you know, a good little audience so far. But let your friends know. Send them a text message. Let them know we're online. We're on. And you can dial in for yourself or patch them in. And if anybody's having any problems, let me know, because I'm having plenty over here. But I think I have jerry-rigged the system. So at any rate, here we are. And text me if you can't hear. Text me if you're having any problems, and we will go from there, okay? Carol, you want to take us to the throne of grace, and then we'll bring in the guest, and we'll get started.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just got a message that we're sounding good. So everybody, send out a notice to whoever you can and let them know that we are on. I don't know. Somebody text me and let me know when we send out, when the system comes up. Do you get a message that we're coming up other than from me? Because I don't know that that's happening, you know. And I send out one message at a time, and it's very boring. But at any rate, if you are getting that message, just let me know so that I don't have to do that. But at any rate, Carol, let's go ahead on and go to the throne of grace so we can try to get started. And we've got a lot to cover tonight. And I don't want anyone to think that, because I did put up the program and I did send out the name of what we're talking about. And it's going to be homeschooling, but I want everybody to know that this, here again, almost like when we were talking about the book, where the book was me, Obey Him, which was supposedly directed towards married couples. It's not just for married people. It's for anyone that needs to know the gospel. And when you're looking in the Bible, which section of the Bible do you look at and say, oh, that doesn't apply to me, I don't need to know that? When you're looking at what the priest did, do you say that doesn't apply to me? When you're looking at what is for the men, do you say that doesn't apply? No, you need to know these things for other reasons, for several reasons. So stay on, come on in and hear what we have to say about this, because there's a lot to learn here tonight. There's a lot to deal with. So, okay, it says the show appears to have been set for 15 minutes. My God. Hang on. We're in a lot of trouble. Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure how to fix that. Let me see if I can. I may have to start the show all over again if I can. Dear God. And I want to know how they got that, a 15-minute show, because that's not what it was set for. And Carol, let me see if I can
I'm
go
here.
To... let me go back in here.
We do apologize for this technical difficulty.
I set a show for 7. What time is it?
7:17.
Let's set it up to 7:30, which is available. Let's try one more thing here. We'll try this one more time. Carol, you can do a little talking while I'm trying to get this done if you want, okay? But back in. They will have to call back in once I get this.
Are we all going to have to call back? Oh, okay, so we're going to have to call back in.
Well, going.
This is not what happened last week. Last week we had a blaring sound that just kept screeching through the phones.
I think there might be something I can do now. No, it's not letting me.
Well, it's 7:15 minutes.
Yeah,
it's way after 7:15. Not way after 3 minutes.
I want to edit this. Will it let me? No, it's not letting me edit that. Title. All right, I'm going to go ahead on into the create and just set up a whole new show and see if that will work, because I cannot change the duration of the show for some reason. It's not allowing me to do it. Hold on. Something is happening. Please. There's a little hand on it, but it's not opening. It's not doing a doggone thing. Not so. You know, I do this show every week and this never happens. So all of a sudden, we're having a ball with it.
But that's because we keep bringing forth such good information tonight. I think we got some enemies trying to stop this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to set the show up for 7:30. So if everybody can know, and I hope we get a good audience in here tonight. Hang on, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I'm having a hard time. This is a simple project, too, just getting this done. We definitely apologize. You know, and the elders, they may have some new something different that they're doing, but I don't understand why I'm having trouble. Okay, I'm not going to put the song on. Go right into the show. And if we can do that, that'll help with time. So it's creating now.
Okay.
Because the show is probably going to shut down any minute.
Okay, well, Holy Father, we come before your throne of grace asking you, first of all, thanking you for this opportunity. Father, we're asking you right now to take care of the technology that we may bring forth this show, Father. We would like to thank you for giving us this opportunity to share with the sisters and with the brothers. We're asking you to bless the listeners, bless the people who are coming on to speak and to edify the congregation. Father, we know you never fail us, but we're asking you to allow this program to go forth tonight so that we can share with the family some of the tools that they'll need to get through this COVID-19 mess. And also to give them an opportunity to rethink some of their decisions, to show them that there are alternatives, Father. We thank you so much for the knowledge that you have bestowed upon this congregation. In the name of Ahayah Bashem Yeshaya, we pray. Amen.
Okay, showing that I have an upcoming episode. So just get ready and dial back in.